had a cousin that probably 3 months ago, their house burned to the ground. And as the fire was just breaking through the roof of the house, they were surrounded by my fellow firefighters in that rural company, but also friends, loved ones, and complete strangers who all came out to offer them coats, clothing, money, assistance, love, hugs, because that's what we do in rural America. Neighbors help neighbors in need, and that's what the new nutrition title is about. It's about helping neighbors, our neighbors in need.
Representative G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania, member of the House Agriculture Committee, had a big hand in crafting the nutrition title of the 2018 Farm Bill.
And so there's a lot of just so much good things that we put into the nutrition title. Kind of referencing back on our last conversation on dairy, we actually built into it some incentives for our retailers so that if, as they encourage people with SNAP benefits, it's what we used to call food stamps, it's now using an EBT card. These retailers can get part of their costs, about 20% of their costs reimbursed if they provide incentives. So with EBT benefits, you can get like twice as much fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and dairy. And so that's a part of trying to encourage that market consumption of something that's very healthy. That's an example of the types of improvements we made. There are certain individuals have been denied access. A lot of our military, active duty military, these are men and women, the ones that joined later in life. So when they came in to the military, they brought an entire family with them. And, you know, I think we naturally pay privates a very low amount of a salary so they don't get themselves in trouble. That's okay for 18, 19-year-olds. But if you're 32 and you're coming in with a spouse and children, you know, you're living close to poverty at that level. And so we actually make some provisions to offset the basic housing allowance, which prevented a lot of those folks from qualifying for SNAP. Those are examples of how we've done greater access. Within the nutrition title, something I'm very excited that's going to be good for hungry people and hungry families, but also good for our farmers. We take what we spend to invest in our food pantries and our food banks. Normally that was $15 million a year we would invest. We take that to $60 million, but we require that $20 million of that is used so that the food banks and pantries can purchase excess commodities directly from the farmer. So it's good for farmers, and quite frankly, those are all fresh foods that these families will have access to. And we do work on some, I believe that to me that the ultimate food security is just a good paying family sustaining job. And Tony, today we have, as of last week, we have 6.7 million jobs that are open and available in this country that employers cannot find people who are qualified and trained. And so there's provisions we put into this farm bill that if you're between the ages of 18 and 59, if you do not have a disability, if you do not have a child at home that it's preschool that you have to care for, or maybe even a disabled person that you're attending to in your home, you're going to be required to engage one of three things in order to get your SNAP benefits. One is to be working 20 hours a week. But the second is that we're going to provide access to skills-based education up to 20 hours a week that will be paid for with case management to help you figure out transportation and childcare and what other things that barriers you may come up against. Well, the third provision is people can get these SNAP benefits by going out and volunteering, giving back to their communities for 20 hours a week.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.